Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Whole Leader Podcast, a conversation exploring how to lead and live with stronger presence and impact. Here's your host, Sarah Harvey Yao.
Hello, welcome everyone to the Whole Leader Podcast. This is Sarah Yao. I am so excited to be here. I'm mostly excited to be back in a rhythm with the podcast. Summer's over, school's in session. I am a happy woman. Kids are in a routine and fall is upon us. And it's my favorite time of year. So I'm really happy with this time of year, but particularly this show today. I have this idea around money and leadership has been in the forefront of my world personally, probably for the last 4 years, and it comes up so many times with my clients. I work with a lot of leaders and executives, and they're making lots of money, but they don't always feel conscious and in control of it. So it was just interesting to see how many of my clients go through this and see how me and my own personal experience of feeling like, wow, I'm working really hard and I'm making more money, but I do not feel abundant. I do not feel in control. And I feel like I am being controlled by something that I didn't want to be controlled by. So we have today the woman who has helped me move through so much of my money stuff and helped me increase my consciousness in a variety of ways. So Michael Ann Volterra is, I think, one of the best money coaches out there. She's here in Seattle, and she's a co-founder of Money Minder Online, and it's a web-based software. It's designed to help people develop a really healthy relationship to money and experience flexible, guilt-free spending, and boy, has that done it for me. She's a money coach, speaker, and author, and she wrote the book Why Women Earn Less, How to Make What You're Really Worth. And she addresses practical money matters as well as the emotional components that often fuel the financial behaviors. And I think that's what's so powerful about Michael Ann is we're not just talking about what I'm spending and what I'm making, but it really helps dig down into the emotional pieces. And her passion is to help professional women escape the money fog and feel way more in control of their finances and their financial life. So welcome, Michael Ann.
Good morning. Thank you. Boy, I love the fall, too. This is the most beautiful time of year.
I know. And I was telling the listeners a little bit about my own personal experience of coming to you about 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago, making more than I had ever made and wasn't in debt, none of the under-earning, well, maybe some of the under-earning stuff, but nothing really obvious other than I didn't like how I felt about money. I felt stressed when it was coming in. I felt stressed when it was going out. And what I really noticed in my own practice of developing presence and improving my impact is that it was the thing stopping me. I kind of hit up against this wall of money. And what was so powerful for me in working with you and continuing to work with you is that by looking at money and my relationship with money, I have actually developed and grown. My presence has grown. My consciousness has grown. So it wouldn't look like this source of so much richness to the person outside. I know it does to you, but kind of now going through the process, it's been incredibly powerful, and I really am excited to share your expertise with my clients today. And I know you have kind of a similar experience, and I would love for you to share that with our audience.
Well, I was thinking as you were talking, Sarah, I have a very clear memory of our very first session, and I remember one of the things you said is you looked at me and you said, "This is not working. This is not working," and the whole "this" was everything that you were just describing, And I think I had a very similar experience as well. I, you know, like I'm sure many listeners, I had this wonderful education and it started on my career and made money, but I just, you know, I was so frustrated feeling like, it was almost like a secret. It's like, okay, here I am, this professional woman, smart woman, successful woman, you know, and those are all almost buzzwords. And I just didn't feel good about money. You know, I felt like, first of all, I had some debt. I'm like, what is that about? Do I even know where my money is going? I don't know. Let's not talk about that. And just this general feeling of stress and not feeling in control. And I was so tired of it. You know, it just, it wasn't working. And met a money coach, a financial counselor called Karen McCall, who started me on the journey. Now it's been like 15 years. And, you know, what rich work it is. You know, yes, obviously the practical side of how to, you know, get a handle around money. But as you said, the emotional side is so rich. Why we do what we do with our money.
And why this is so important to me, to leaders, is because I can't even begin to, well, I could tell you, but I work with so many leaders where they are unconscious about how money is keeping them stuck. And they'll come to talk to me about leadership challenges they're having with their team or how they want to expand in their career. And when we dig a little bit deeper into it, the real hook to keeping them unconscious is feeling so out of control with money. And they would never even probably say it like that. I don't know that I would say it. It's just it's a place where we can really go unconscious and keep ourselves stuck and working really hard, harder than we need to, simply because we just don't know when is enough.
Well, and I always think of that image of the hamster on a treadmill, you know, and just we're working and we're working and we're working, and now do we have enough? And what about now? And what about now? And then you find that we're spending all of this money to, now we have to relax, right, from how hard
we're working. Oh, my God.
You know, and it's just like you go in this circle. And I remember years ago when I was talking to my mentor, Karen, she described to me what she called the money life drain. And it's very much that drain, that's almost like this circle, swirl that we fall into of, I have to work, I have to make money. Now I'm building up this amazing lifestyle. But, oh, my gosh, it comes with all the financial pressure. So let's keep working, and let's work harder. And, you know, as you've mentioned with your own clients, I see it also. People come in, and sometimes they say, you know what, I want off the treadmill. I actually like to pull back, or I'd like to shift careers, or I'd like to take some time off, and I don't even know if I can do it. It's like, who's in control here? And people just feel so depleted, and that's one way you know that you're in this money life drain, is you literally start feeling depleted, you know, emotionally, all the way down to almost like a spiritual level. And yet, as you keep saying, a lot of us don't peg it to the money conversation.
And it's so accepted in our culture to just get more. Well, if you have any money issues, you just go get more. And what I find with my clients is they'll say, okay, I'm going to work for 3 years more, you know, 3 more years, and then I'll be at choice. And then they make the money that they thought they were going to make in 3 years, sometimes even more, and they get there and they still don't feel at choice. And I think that's probably the most powerful thing you've helped me get control over, is how much I'm at choice. And I've never been a numbers person, but you have helped me through your process, and we'll talk about this, how to get myself from a really kind of triggered state where I'm like, oh, how much is coming in and how much is going out, and through my practice, my personal money practice now, I feel back in control and back in choice, and I can't. Yeah. There is no, I cannot pay enough money for that sense of peace.
I love it. Yeah. Well, and being at choice to me, I mean, that is the name of the game. That is so much what we want. Some people talk about it from the consciousness perspective, but, you know, it's all about being at choice. You know, you could say it's about being in control, but I love the at choice. That's so much where we all want to be. And I find that the journey, I've been on this money journey with, you know, hundreds of clients over the years, and it's such a sacred journey. And a lot of times it does start with, okay, you know what, I'm afraid to look. And now that I have this idea that perhaps I should, and oh my gosh, and now I'm looking at my triggers, and now I'm looking at, well, my gosh, why am I doing what I'm doing? And, you know, what's underneath that? And, you know, because underneath so much of what we do around money is our own money story. You know, it's the land of triggers, whether it's the story of why you work the way you do or spend the way you do or, you know, earn or use debt or, you know, whatever it is, it's so deeply personal. And when people really get into, okay, what is underneath my behavior? What's triggering me if I really look at this to do X or spend that way? And that's that beginning of consciousness that really starts to shift things on a very deep personal growth level. It's not just about money.
Exactly. These are the exact conversations I have with my clients about their work. And the thing that's so great is it's a deepening consciousness there, but really taking this incredibly pragmatic, important, emotionally charged thing of money and entering into consciousness through that doorway. So one of the things you've taught me to do, and I still do it, and I love doing it because it makes me feel so good now. Might not have started that way, but is really having a personal money practice. So explain to us what that is and how one might start doing that.
Well, a personal money practice is a way of, on a regular basis, and this is, you know, everyone develops their own practice. It does look different for different people just because we have different lives and different personalities. But at its core, a personal money practice is looking at where you are spending your money and where you're earning your money. You know, so there's these two sides of the coin. It's not just about spending, it's also about earning. So what is actually happening? Are we tracking where we're spending our money? Are we looking at where we're spending our money and also what we're earning? And then here's the key, Sarah, and I know you know this, but just to say it to the listeners, a lot of people, that's where they stop. They stop and go, oh, okay, now I'm looking. And I'm looking at, let's just say, you know, at what I spent. And the dilemma is if that's where people stop, it's almost this form of rear view mirror counting. You know, let's look at where the money went. A lot of people will beat themselves up. They'll feel bad. They'll feel like, oh, my gosh, I shouldn't do that. And it's very, you can make some changes based on historical information, but really what we need is to take it to that next level of the practice, and that is, okay, and now where do I want my resources to go? Again, it's not just money, it's time, money, energy, you know. Now, what would it be like if I, at the beginning of the month, created a personal income and spending plan? And then let's take it all the way and go, now let's get this all going together and say, okay, I have this great, you know, income and spending plan for the month, and I think it's working, but, you know, now we're human again, and things go awry, and craziness happens. And so do we have a way, a very gentle way with ourselves to say, okay, how do I adjust my monthly plan when it's going off track? And so, you know, when you put all of that together, I can see my money, I can start directing where I want it to go, I have a way of adjusting when things don't go according to plan so that I'm not stressed out. That's the beginning of like a major, major shift of just feeling so good and so powerful about your money that it starts to shift how you feel about everything.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it really, really does. I can just speak from my experience. But I remember hearing about this idea of having a practice and a spending plan, and curious that you didn't use the word budget, and I want to hear about that. And then this idea that I could, it was overwhelming to me to think, how could I possibly anticipate what I'm going to be spending on a monthly plan or even what I'm going to be bringing in, given that I get a phone call, and 3 days later, I am with a new client. So,
right.
I mean, tell us, talk about that, because I think that initial, what the, was something I needed to move through initially.
Right. Well, and I think that you're a great example because, you know, here you are, this wonderful, successful woman, and you do get calls. We're like, boom, you know, suddenly there's this amazing piece of work that you're called to do in New York or across the country. And so it's like that changes a lot of things in your personal plan. And how could it not? You know, so I think that that part of the shift that people need and want to make is kind of goes back to why I don't use the word budget. You know, there's a lot of reasons to not use the word budget. Let's just talk about that just for a second. Budgets tend to be, first of all, really deprivation based. Like, okay, who do I owe? What's left over for me? Oh, nothing. You know, you just start feeling like you're living on leftovers. It's too. It feels like a diet, right? And what we want instead is, it's your life, it's your plan, and frankly, it's your vision, right? So let's lay in a vision for the month. And you can only create the best vision you can with what you know at the time, and that's fine. And I think that one of the things that I love about the practice that I teach and work on with clients is that, you know, things do happen, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so you need to have a way of very elegantly adjusting your spending plan. It's like, okay, you know what? I know I'm okay. I know I need to have X at the end of the month to feel calm and peaceful with my money. Okay, I can see that this has totally changed. That's fine. Let's adjust for it. But, you know, you get a look at your life and see what decisions do I want to shift or change this month so that I still feel good and I still feel in control. And what I know is that most people, they just don't have a way, Sarah, of looking. They don't have a way of being in the driver's seat. They don't have a way of saying, well, gosh, how would I know what different decisions I'd want to make given that, you know, the roof just caved in and I need to suddenly have this very large expense that I need to attend
right.
to. You know, so,
right.
So having a way to look is a way of saying, I'm in control, I can see, I can shift. And, you know, the other piece is, you know, we're talking about a monthly plan, but as you know better than anyone, when I work with clients, we put all of this within an annual plan, an annual vision
mm-hmm.
for their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the magic happens. That's where you create the life that you most desire. And, yeah, things shift and change and rock and roll, you know, throughout the year. But you get to be in control of that, and that's the piece that I just want to give people hope about, that there is a way to feel in control when life throws you a curveball. And you can feel okay and make the adjustments and move on and still feel good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, obviously, you know, feeling way more in control and kind of grounded and aware are some of the benefits of the personal money practice. Is there anything else you want to mention around the benefits of having a practice?
Well, I think that, I'd bring up two more that are going to sound very
with
practical.
With only a
but
couple
I could
minutes.
Bring up, yeah, I could bring up 50 more, you know. One is just real practical. Right, because I know we're talking at a very high level about really, really important things. And when people have a money practice, they have less debt. They build their net worth faster. They feel in control. And you know, here's another interesting benefit, Sarah. They have easier money conversations in their life with
mm-hmm.
their loved ones. You know, oftentimes it's with couples where suddenly they go from being on opposite sides of the table and waiting for the other person to bring something up or not, to suddenly they're a team, right? And they're on the same side of the table looking at their money together. And a money practice really shifts relationships in just this most wonderful way. And that's, you know, that's practical and emotional, but it's a big deal how helpful it is because, as you know, money is such a stressor for people in their relationships.
Mm. And, I mean, again, I can speak to this personally because I started working with you about 4 years ago, and then about a year after that, I promptly asked my husband to join in this process, of which we have, and it has transformed our marriage, absolutely transformed our marriage, while at the same time, we have never seen our net worth grow faster than we have in these last, 2 to 3 years. It's not because we're making that much more money, but it is because we are so much more conscious and aware of where it's going, and yet we also feel like, wow, we're taking more vacations than we've ever taken. You know, we're actually doing the things that we want to be doing instead of sort of skimping or thinking we didn't have the resources.
I love it. Well, I would turn a comment on that because I think what you just brought up is one of the fears that people have about, I'm afraid that if I, do this thing these women are talking about, look at my money or plan it or track it, I'm afraid that I will feel deprived. I'm afraid I won't be able to do what I want to do. And, it goes to really, for some people, it's about consciously redirecting the money. If you're still making the same amount, can we just consciously redirect it in a way that's more satisfying? And I think it also goes to the conversation around so many people are spending money on things that aren't truly in alignment with what they truly need. So they may be spending on a surface want, and in fact, they may even be in the zone of like they're just triggered. They're so stressed. They are working a lot. I see there's a lot of professional women, Sarah. They don't have enough personal time, and so whatever personal time they have, sometimes they will spend it over shopping. And I love clothes as much as anyone, but the question is the real thing that people get into is, it isn't necessarily always about the clothes. It's about, oh, my gosh, I don't have enough time, or I'm stressed, or I'm, fill in the blank. And so part of this work is looking at what do you really need? What do you really need? What will truly bring you greater joy, happiness, and satisfaction, and redirecting your resources? So that's why it can feel really funny, but people will say what you said. They're like, wait, I feel like I have more money, but I think I'm making the same amount that I made, 3 months ago or 4 months ago. And part of it is just that increased consciousness.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other this benefit is, this isn't sort of maybe counter-logical, but it feels like I have more time. And I remember at the beginning of this process thinking, wow, this is going to like a lot of time where I have to sit down and like look at it. And, that was my ego voice.
Yes, I remember that.
you're very
familiar
with that.
You are such an honest person. You're like, I'm trusting you, Michael Ann. I'm going to do it anyways, but.
And what's crazy is, now, and it didn't take very long to get to this point, it kind of takes about a half an hour to an hour, maybe half an hour probably every couple weeks for me now. And then I don't think about money. And, it's done.
Right.
I know where it's going. I know what's happening. I know what I need. And,
it's
done.
For it. You adjusted it.
Mental space and what has equated to more time just has arrived as well. So it's just amazing benefit. I mean, now, my money practice is no different than going to yoga or going to dance or, doing any of our other kind of rituals that we do to create massive self-care for ourselves.
That's what I was going to say. It is about self-care. This, you can call it all sorts of things. Some people call it their money minder practice. It's about self-care. And my experience is very similar to yours. And it's funny, Sarah, because, obviously I'm a money coach. And everyone in my universe knows I'm a money coach. And a lot of times people think I spend a lot of time thinking about money, and to a degree, because, it's my field. But in my personal life, I sometimes think I think less about money than most people I know, because I have a practice, I trust it, it's handled, and it doesn't take up a lot of my mental energy. I know I'm okay. I know my needs are met. I know I'm happy. I know I'm moving towards my vision. I know my work is counting for something. And so I don't spend a lot of time worrying and thinking and stressing and running numbers in my head. I just don't.
And yes, 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 yes. And that's why I feel so passionate about this for leaders in particular, because when I see them draining energy, wasting energy on this unconscious anxiety about money, mm-hmm. that energy is not going towards anything productive for the world that they're trying to change. It's this tax on their system and energetically and mentally and spiritually. And once they get that freed up and you get that taken care of, then they're freed up to lead and actually have the impact that they're wanting to have on the world.
Oh, I just agree 1,000%, because I've seen it so many times over and over that when these leaders get this piece of their life, oftentimes the word they'll use is handled. when they get this piece of their life handled, which is fine. You know, when they develop their own practice and feel great about it, and you know all the stuff that you and I are talking about, it opens up this huge amount of energy and space and time. And I've seen them do all sorts of different things with it. Everything from, you know, going off into philanthropy to taking their career to the next level to just being more present with the people that they're leading.
Yes.
It is amazing. It's a very, very beautiful thing.
It is really, really powerful. And I've seen you, lead through example by freeing up your time. And what you did was go and create this amazing online tool in partnership called Money Minder Online, which I love. This is the tool. This is the thing I use, along with, I think, many of your clients, or all of them probably, to... Mm-hmm. It's the backbone of my practice. And if you could spend just a couple minutes talking about that, that would be great.
Well, oh my gosh, I love it so much. So before I forget, though, let me just give your listeners my contact information.
Yes.
If people are curious about getting in touch with me, then they can just simply go to seattlemoneycoach.com. seattlemoneycoach.com. And they can read all about the type of stuff that Sarah and I were just talking about. Oh my gosh, I have wonderful clients all over the world, Sarah, so there's a lot of kind of rich information and blog on that site, as well as people can download a wonderful ebook on how to get out of financial anxiety and start feeling more in control, and it talks about some of the things that Sarah and I were talking about today on the seattlemoneycoach.com site. The software tool that Sarah was talking about is called Money Minder Online. And you can go to moneyminderonline.com. And, you know, it was born out of, I have been a money coach for over 15 years, and my wonderful business partner and I, Karen McCall, co-founded a company about 3 years ago to bring this process, methodology, richness, this tool to vision your life and craft the lifestyle of your dreams. Karen and I spend a lot of time talking about how to craft a lifestyle of your dreams. And Money Minder Online is that tool that, and actually, Sarah, you know this, but there's actually two different Money Minder Onlines. There is mm-hmm. the personal version for personal finances, and then there's the small business version for all the people like yourselves. And I've got, you know, lawyers that use it and consultants and all sorts of solopreneurs that enjoy that. So. Yeah, that's where I would send people if they were curious. There's a five-minute video on Money Minder Online.
And I use them both.
You do? Yes, that's true. You came in usually
around business
finances. Not that
I am promoting that, because I
remember you saying, I want this in my personal life. Well, okay.
it's contagious. So I just... I'm so appreciative of you sharing your knowledge with me personally and professionally and with our audience today. It's, I think, incredibly powerful. Hopefully we inspired some of you to just raise your consciousness. Take a look. This money thing doesn't have to be nearly as scary, taxing. It might not even be scary, but just as taxing and foggy as it might feel to some of you. And for others who are new to the Whole Leader podcast, again, I'm Sarah Harvey-Yau, the website that you can learn more about me and my executive leadership consulting services is yaoconsulting.com, which is yaoconsulting.com. And until we meet again, thanks so much for being here, and may you always lead with impact. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Sarah. Thank you.